Bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Many years from now, would you be willing to train all the days from this day to
no,
that
but you're going to,
for
I'm
one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
The future is uncertain. I know this. Death is inevitable. I know this.
Yes.
The one thing is certain. As free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion. And as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away. Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Barbara Jean Lindsay is an internationally acclaimed psychic, spiritual healer, author, and founder of the online mystery school Esoteric University. As the cosmic oracle, she is a conduit to the powers that be to answer your questions about your future self, past lives, current career, love. She shines light into the darkness to illuminate what was, what may be, and beyond. The readings and advice given by Barbara Jean Lindsay are for entertainment purposes only. Should not take the place of any medical, legal, or financial advice given to you by a qualified professional and are not a substitute for medical, legal, or financial advice. If you need a doctor, call a doctor. If you need to be expanded, call the Cosmic Oracle.
Hello and welcome everyone to the Cosmic Oracle Show. This is your host, Barbara Jean Lindsay. We're coming live for you today from all over the universe. We have coming to you live today from Sierra Madre, California. And we have our guests are from San Diego. We have guests from Northern LA. They're from all over, but we're going to introduce them here shortly to the show. And we want to thank you for coming on to the show today, the Cosmic Oracle Show. We are so thankful, grateful to be here. This is our sixth year doing a weekly show. So I'm really happy to still be doing it. And the quality of the guests that I have still amazes me to this day. And so we want to thank you listeners for giving generously to freedomslips.com, to Revolution Radio, because without you, we wouldn't be here today. And because we are an all-volunteer station. And what that means is that every dollar you get, every $5, $10 goes directly to the station to keep the computers running and the lights on and to keep everything happening. So thank you in advance for your generous donations. And the way you give is you can go to freedomslips.com. That's freedomslips.com and give generously, all that you can, and know that 100% is given back to the station. I want to thank those who have supported my work in the past, and I'm really excited today because we have a new sponsor for the Cosmic Oracle Show, and that is Moods, and you can find them by going to ggmoods.com/Barbara, huh? ggmoods.com/BARBARA. Check them out. Hey, Christine, welcome to the show. It's good to see you. It's been a while. So I get to see everybody on Facebook today, too. So we're like, oh, happening here. And so let's get through onto this new platform, this new way. I kind of like that because it's all about changing and growth and not being stuck in our old ways, you know, that we can always just add a little spark to ourselves and somehow, some way that sometime comes in through connecting with other people, right? And so that we, as human beings, we need other people to kind of bounce ideas off of and to kind of let, they'll tell you straight up if you're on it or not, you know? And so that's why I love this organization, Moods. It's a beautiful organization that enhances natural wellness through their amazing CBD products and creating sustainable business. But today we're gonna be talking about conscious business. And I think we have two of the best here that can show up. So I would like to first invite my dear friend, Bradley Peterson to the show. Welcome to the show, Bradley.
Hello, Barbara.
I know we had it all figured out to where I have some amazing bios from both these men. We have Gurtej Singh Khalsa. Is that right?
You did great. Thank you.
I probably messed it up royally. We call him Gurtej, and so that's how we know him here. And I always screw up people's names, but my heart's in the right place, so I'm really lucky people forgive me. So what I would like to do is, I would like for Gurtej, if you could start with your kind of a background. I know you sent a bio, but I think I would like for the people to hear it in your words of how you kind of got to where you are today. And we'll kind of keep it brief. I know when we get our age, you know, the stories could take 2 hours. But if you could kind of tell how you got, who you are, how you got here in this movement, this conscious business movement.
All right. Well, I need to go back to, I guess, the mid-60s when I was around 16. I got really interested in yoga. It just kind of always had this intrigue for me. And I actually had a teacher in high school, a sociology teacher who was very influential. And he practiced yoga and talked about it. And I really wanted to learn it. But in those days, in the 60s, and I grew up in Atlanta in the South, there just wasn't any, you know, these days there's a yoga studio on, you know, every half block. But in those days, they didn't exist anywhere, and especially in the South. There was some store in Atlanta that had imports primarily from India, some from China, but they had these books that had been written in India, but were in English. And there were a couple about yoga, and I got those books and sort of taught myself Hatha yoga from those books. But I knew I needed a teacher. And I really prayed that the divine would guide me. And when I was 19, I met my teacher, Yogi Bhajan. And, I served him, I learned from him, for the next 35 years. And, you know, so I was his personal aide to him. I was his bodyguard. I traveled the world with him. The reason I was his bodyguard is because I have a background in security and law enforcement. I'm the first full Sardar, I mean, full Sikh with a beard and turban, to be sworn in as a police officer in the United States. And but that was rather short-lived because although I was valedictorian of my academy class and was training officer of this small department I was in on an Indian reservation in northern New Mexico, I'd rescued a kidnapped baby and done good work. But the police chief thought I was just too good looking with a beard and a turban to be a police officer. So we went back and forth and I left my badge on his desk. Then I got the idea to start a small guard and patrol service, a security company. After the police department, I got hired by St. John's College in Santa Fe as their security director, chief of security. And so I decided to start this business on the side to supplement my income. And within just a few months, it had taken off in such a spectacular way that I actually resigned from St. John's College. They then turned around and contracted with the security company. And the company grew from a small little startup in the living room of my then mobile home with a couple of other guys to the largest privately held security services contractor in the United States and the largest single provider of protective services to the federal government. We had operations in all 50 states and three foreign countries with about 18,000 employees. So I did that for about 30 years or so, and around 2014 or so, I had moved to Singapore and was living in Singapore, and one thing led to the next, and it was time to move on and separate from the security company, which I did. Living in Singapore, I mainly concentrated on teaching. I'm a recognized teacher of Kundalini Yoga and the teachings of the Sikhs. And I teach yoga and meditation and Sikh studies globally. So I did that. And then my wife, who is the global director of something important. She works for Maersk Shipping. Anyway, she was on the way from a corporate meeting in Copenhagen to some conference in Houston, I think, and was changing planes in the Istanbul airport. And she's sitting in the food court, which is very crowded that morning. She was at a table by herself. There was nowhere else to sit. And then this guy, friendly guy, came and asked if he could sit on one of the empty seats at her table. And she said, of course. And then he asked her the question, where are you from? And her answer was, I'm from my mother. And that led to the relationship between my wife, Priya, and Jürgen.
Oh, that's fantastic. He told her
a bit about what he was doing. And she said, oh, well, you should talk to my husband, because I had been involved in oversight on a few grow operations and, you know, because of my business background. So she told me she'd met this guy and, you know, she had his number and we ought to talk sometime. And I'm thinking, you know, I hear this stuff all the time. People are always calling me about one thing or another that never leads to anything. And I'm thinking, yeah, okay, I'll talk to this guy sometime. But he got it. He was enthusiastic and he actually called me. And we had a nice WhatsApp chat and one thing led to the next. And we kept this up until, I guess, December. We were going to meet in L.A., and he couldn't make the plane, but I went to L.A. and and met up with Bradley there. And then in January of 2020, he came to New York and wanted to meet. So I met him in New York, and Bradley came and met us there. And a few weeks later, we met in London, and we were in London for how long, Bradley? 2 or 3 weeks, a month, something like that. And
Wild West trip. You got to write a book about that one.
out of thin air, really out of thin air, we, you know, as the pandemic was accelerating and gaining momentum, we set up this company. So it's a UK-based company, but our business offices are in Palma, Spain, Mallorca.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So that's, and I've written 3 books. And anything else you need to know?
No, that sounds good. And I like that it was kind of an extraordinary experience. We talk about that here at the Cosmic Oracle Show, and that it's a coincidence that your wife just happened to talk to Jürgen, and Jürgen just happened to, it all have that right timing for everything to get into place. And we're going to talk about conscious business development too, instead of the airy fairy and what the difference is.
Well, the airy fairy part is, I felt really from the beginning that, sorry, my AirPod fell off. That can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Okay. That we were really guided. Mm-hmm. And this was very clear when we were in London. Mm-hmm. It's like we ended up in the right place and meeting with the right people, and the right set of circumstances came together. And you know, we started referring to it as the magic, because we just felt the magic. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with the pandemic and everything and the separation and the distance, we sort of lost that somewhat. But now, you know, it's really coming back. And I really do feel that we are guided, that there's magic behind this, and it's the right thing to do.
And you have a passion for it. That's what I've seen with everybody with moods, is that everyone has a passion.
I think you might be familiar with Napoleon Hill.
Yes.
The Think and Grow Rich. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that he wrote in Think and Grow Rich that has always stuck with me is that you have to be engaged to succeed. You have to be engaged in a labor of love. Mm-hmm. And whatever you're doing that is a labor of love, it's not work. It's a joy and it's a blessing. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, you know, with the security company, it was a labor of love for me. And now with this, with GGM, it's also a labor of love.
I'm really, you know, I feel that with everyone in this organization. And so we'd like to invite Bradley Robert Peterson. He's another founder here of Moods. And Bradley, welcome to the show. And if you could kind of give us an idea of how you got here and what brought you to where you are today, being a founder of this amazing, kind of, I would say, a pioneering group, because what you're created here hasn't been done before in this way.
Yeah, it's a perfect starting point, what you're saying, and that this is the Cosmic Oracle Show. The magic has been what has made this thing all along. I mean, it is the intention of everybody involved to have a good life and to create win-win-win for everybody that's involved in what we do. And really, that's been the guiding magical force. You know, like, it's a network organization. Yeah, we'll get into all the stuff that we've kind of created out of all this magic, but the magic is really the infrastructure. It's how every connection was made, was just knowing that we're good people doing something that we believe is win-win, and we just went with that. Mm-hmm. And it worked, and people responded, and it's the right industry, the right time, and it's just been really fun. It's been really, really magical that way. And you know, building a brand, I guess, is really kind of where my kind of passion started out. after college and all that, going to MBA school in Monaco, I went there to learn international business and branding, and not the sort of standard kind of how to run a business as much as how to think about business and how to look at an industry. And so I sort of was fortunate by having some good mentors in my life to kind of look at things in a certain way, a conscious way, in a conscious business development way, sort of these phrasing that we're all sort of, we've all lived our lives by, all of us on, I'm sure on this radio show, that have lived our lives like this. But it's just been a joy. So that led to me working with a lot of European brands in the natural foods industry and nutritional supplements that were in Europe that were working to come over into the U.S. and get a presence and sort of get a foothold in the booming nutritional natural foods market in the States. Whole Foods, Wild Oats, Sprouts, all these Trader Joe's, everybody was just booming with, looking for products and building brands. So it was really fun. It was sort of like, the computers in the Silicon Valley days, just a lot of good health conscious people making products. And now all of a sudden they're becoming mainstream. Mm-hmm. And so it was really exciting getting to work with all these companies and importing them. And I did that for almost 10 years. Wild time and very, very, very fun ride. That led to a project in entertainment where I was brought into a company by a gentleman named Michael Blakey and Drew Edwards into Elektra Management and Organica Media Group. So they were managing high-value artists on tour, producing some tours and music, but mostly focused on how can live performing artists that have a passion for what they do make more money at it without pissing off their fans, Mm-hmm. So it's sort of like, how do you create that win-win-win business model? So we went in, we looked at it, kind of opened the hood of the touring industry and, ripped out a lot of stuff that we thought was kind of, just generic or was just kind of old stuff that really didn't value the fans, like the fans could be valued, and created a new way that artists could tour. And artists were making 10% more profit in their pocket on the tours, getting connected with their fans that they'd lost touch with after a certain level of success. The fans are happy because they're reconnected, and now we're connecting social media platforms to artists, creating these ticketing platforms that are connecting with buildings all over the country and the world, and it was amazingly fun. And that was again just a different industry, a new way to have to look at something and say, what can we do here to make a win-win-win business model? And we did it. We absolutely did it. We were brought into the biggest talent agencies in the world, the top floors. We got big artists, and ended up traveling the world doing this program, implementing it into these artists on the road. And it was a great experience, massively successful, still running today. I would still be there had I not had a bug to go follow this damn passion, that keeps creeping up, like it does with lucky people,
And what would be that passion, bro?
Well, that passion is creating win-win-win models. That's watching the pieces fit together to where it didn't look like before everybody could win, but it's so easy, it's so easy. And getting to see that in a few different industries, learn that and how to build a brand around that. And then I spent a lot of time in the Sikh community as well. So, Guru Tej and I probably crossed paths a few times in our lives very closely and likely were introduced to each other, at least once, maybe at a solstice or somewhere. And his consciousness and where he comes from is also part of who I am. So when he met Jurgen and reached out to me, said, this is fantastic. Because by that time, I'd left entertainment. I'd launched a brand into the cannabis industry. I looked at the industry and said, what's the best place to do a business right now that would be fun? Mm-hmm. And I looked at cannabis, and it was just a hybrid of art and entertainment. Artistic people and entertainment. And then somehow you got to fit the business world into that. And so it's the fastest growing industry in the world. and an opportunity to make a name. And when I looked at it, I said, there's no global cannabis brand name out here. Ask people walking around, name me a cannabis brand. People who use cannabis or any cannabis might be able to name the products that they use, but then ask the next person walking down the street, you know, name me a cannabis brand. They may not be able to. It's not a household thing. So I saw an opportunity to really put something together here and really create a cool brand name, a household name. That's sort of like the, you know, the, you know, shooting for the moon vision, you know, and we can make it. It's all good. If it works, great. If not, that's not the main thing that we ended up developing, because it developed into something so much more than that. You know, what I thought was the end was actually the beginning. You know, and that it's the magic that just keeps coming. And, you know, it's not just the magic of who you meet, but the magic of who you become as you meet those people.
I love that.
And
I should inject, forgive me for interrupting, but the way Bradley and I met was pretty remarkable, because we were in India. We had
separately. Okay.
Yeah. But it was part of a tour of a group, and I was one of the facilitators of that group, and Bradley came, and he was there with his daughter.
Aww.
Who is a year older than my son, who was there. And so first my wife saw the daughter, and my son saw the daughter, and they gravitated to each other. Then she met Bradley and then brought him in and introduced us. So, you know, we met in this, you know, very sacred, holy place.
The Golden Temple.
The Golden Temple. And I just feel like that, you know, that wasn't a coincidence. It wasn't just something out of the blue.
No. No, and that's, you know, there is such a strong connection between us in this company, between, you know, everybody that's involved, that has spent all this time and dedicated their life to building this this thing, this conscious thing, this conscious business that we've been working to build. You know, and it's just been phenomenal. You know, following the magic has really been a motto that we've done. It's just brought us to the best people to work with.
Yeah.
Well, and part of that, one of the quotes that I like that I hear you saying in the beginning was, well, Barbara, you know, the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Why is that? And how can we help change that?
Well, go ahead. You take that.
It's just, I mean, we all know the answer. It's belief.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you believe? That's going to guide your emotions, you know, as you interact with the world. And, you know, that's that guiding force inside. You know, you can't do anything until you believe you have the ability to do it.
Mm-hmm. And it's helpful if you have a team of people that can lift you up when you've fallen down.
Right.
So, well, and yeah, you have the belief, and then you just need to, then it's the network. I mean, really, it's the network. You need to believe in whatever visions you're getting from your consciousness. You know, you need to believe that any picture you see in your head is a possibility, you know? And then how can it work?
You have to believe that what you're doing is good, and that you can succeed doing it. And that, you know, this is where you've been guided and you need to push forward with it. Because when you allow doubt to come in, that just weakens you.
So how do you stay strong when you have this idea, you have this vision of how you think it should be? What gets you through onto that, past that wall and onto the next thing? I'll start with you, Brad.
What do you mean stay strong?
Well, like something's coming at you, have your idea, I want to get to this place, and I'm doing everything I can to get there, but I don't seem to get there still. So what do you do if you hit a wall?
What do you gotta do, beat yourself up for it?
Well, we're all good at that. We're all programmed. And
here's what I've learned. Every day is a new day. Mm-hmm. Every morning is a new morning. And you have to take it as a new morning. I work with an extremely wealthy British baron who's a child of wealthy historical money in England, who I work with in entertainment. He said he wakes up every day and tells himself he has to earn what he has. He He has to deserve it when he comes, you know, when he goes out into the world to come back and enjoy his Ferrari, his home. You know, everything's built in all over the world. Every day is a new day. Mm-hmm. You know, you always have to approach it as best as you can as a new, fresh situation. The only way you can do that is honestly to meditate.
Yeah.
That was my next question. So meditation is your key.
It's the only way.
Well, meditation is fundamental.
Yeah.
You know, because everything, I mean, we believe we're guided, but we're the ones who have to deliver. You know, we're the ones who have to manifest the vision as a reality. So we have to believe that it's accomplishable. And that comes from us. It all starts with our own individual mindset. And without some kind of real daily practice to keep that mindset clear and straight and unclouded, you're going to lose sight. You're going to lose your direction.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm a meditator myself. So that has always been my key. For all these years is meditation. For me, it's an hour a day, at least an hour a day every day. So I don't know if there's how much it is for most people or you know, what would you suggest for some of our listeners who have thought about meditating, and is it consistency? Is it time? Is it place? Is it, you know, what have you found?
Well, no time spent in meditation is wasted time. You know, and if I set out to meditate for half an hour, but I only meditate for 5 minutes due to some circumstances, I haven't failed with my meditation. I've meditated for 5 minutes. That's remarkable, because how many people do that in the day? But, you know, if you start with what my teacher always suggested was 11 minutes. There's energy in those numbers and in that lapse of time. So that's a good way to start. And an easy way to start, a very easy meditation. Maybe we can do this now.
I think it would be great.
We'll do it for just, 3 minutes?
Yeah.
How long will you give us?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, well.
All right, so take your left wrist and with your right fingers, with your right fingers, find the pulse of your left wrist. Sit up straight,
okay.
Whether you're sitting in a chair, sitting on a sofa, wherever you are, just keep your spine straight. Close your eyes. And just begin to breathe through your nostrils, long, slow, and deep. And just concentrate on the rhythm of your pulse as you breathe long and deep. And we'll do this for 3 minutes. I will time it and see what your experience is. Everybody ready? Just a moment.
Don't do this if you're driving.
Yeah, don't do it if you're driving. And begin. If you're driving, wait till you get home. So sit straight, eyes are closed. If you really want to go yogic, focus your eyes on the tip of your nose. Breathe long and deep through your nostrils and concentrate on the pulse that you feel in your fingertips as they touch your left wrist. Don't feel like you have to control your mind. Just concentrate on the breath. Whatever comes up into your head, just observe it and let it go. Long, deep breathing through the nostrils. Now we're going to go for 2 more minutes, but this time with each pulse, each time you feel your pulse touch your fingertips, mentally recite victory, 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 victory. And just let your mind go with it. We'll do that for 2 minutes. Now, the mind generates thousands of thoughts with the blink of an eye. And the conscious mind wants to give every thought an identity and a value. And when you do that, then that thought sticks in your conscious mind. But if you just let it go, if you just observe it and don't relate to it, it'll clear out. Victory, 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 victory. Continue to breathe long and deep through your nostrils. Inhale deep and hold the breath. Keep your fingers on your pulse and continue to recite victory, victory. Victory, victory. Hold the breath in. Tighten your abdomen. Pull the energy up the spine. And like a hurricane, out through the mouth. Inhale deep again. Inhale. Hold the breath. Hold it. Cannon fire out. Inhale deep. Exhale. Inhale. Stretch your arms up as high as you can. Spread your fingers wide. Lock your fingers and invert your palms. Stretch up. Inhale. Twist left. Exhale. Center. Inhale. Twist right. Exhale. Center. Inhale, reach up and shake, shake, shake your hands. Shake, 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 shake. Shake everything out and then just let it drop in your lap.
Whew.
How do you feel?
Thank you. I feel great.
Your Ritesh has about 1,000 of those that he can do at any time.
Yeah, that's right.
And the fun thing is, wait till you hear him do it in a Southern Alabama accent. He can teach an entire Kundalini yoga class with an Alabama accent.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I'm Georgia, sure. Not Alabama. I'm born in Georgia.
Georgia.
Sorry to the,
Georgia.
Sorry to the Alabamians.
Well, I'm sure listeners will love
we
that.
We spent time in Alabama, but Georgia's much more friendly.
Just Georgia. Well, yeah, my family's Arkansas and Mississippi. So.
Oh, yeah.
Right. I read your book, Barbara, so yes. And if anyone hasn't read Barbara's book, it is a page-turner.
Thank you so much.
You know, I lived in Memphis for a few years. Uh-huh. And you know, it was always a big deal to cross the bridge into Arkansas.
I was just there for the first time this year. And it's beautiful. Yeah. It's really beautiful.
It is. The Ozarks are beautiful.
They are. And the water there is just amazingly healing. Their mineral water there is just gorgeous.
Right.
And healing.
So why do you meditate, Barbara?
I go to just be with spirit, just to kind of have a little talk. You know, the Baptist would be, I'm going to have a little talk with Jesus and everything will be all right. But with me, I just kind of have a talk with spirit and I listen. I just listen instead of talking.
I used to work with a Sikh father and son. His name is Siri Sant Khalsa and his son is Atma. Huh. And Siri Sant was, you know, he taught me Kundalini yoga and I became a yoga teacher also, Kundalini in Salt Lake City for a while. And, you know, he told me a story about one day when he was at summer solstice with Yogi Bhajan and he's there and you have to do intense meditations, 10, 12 hours a day. Ritesh, done it many, many, many times, but it's wild. So, you know, people come into the Sikh organizations and meditation and Buddhism and, you know, they're like, when is this stuff going to, you know, help my life? When is it going to make me feel better? When are things going to get better, you know? You know, and Sirisan was like, you know, you don't feel better when you're doing it.
I know, that's how I feel great when I do it. I'm probably one of those people you would go in a cave and you just throw food at me every couple days and I would be happy.
Well, you know, it becomes like a narcotic. I mean, when you get into a regular, steady meditation practice, a disciplined meditation practice, mm-hmm. you want to do it every day. And if you miss a day, it's like you missed your fix, you know? I mean, I don't mean to reduce it to that, but it's, you know, it becomes that essential to who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't meditate every day because I want to find God or anything like that. God knows where I am and he can find me, because if I want to find God, it means he's someplace that I'm not. And I don't believe that's mm-hmm. the truth. Mm-hmm. But the only reason why I meditate is because it just gives me a better day. It makes me happier.
I think you get great ideas too.
You can see that clear picture for it. Your mind is a little clear, so that
right.
picture of that day. What is the background music for that day going to be? Yeah. You get a chance to kind of tune your station a little bit.
And it makes
me a little less reactive and a little less stressed and a lot more confident
mm-hmm.
in what's flowing through me
mm-hmm.
and the direction that I feel that I'm being given.
Yeah, I know when I first started it, like when you first start to incorporate anything into your life, you have to squeeze in that time. And I remember squeezing in that time and my kids would throw a fit. It's like they would either fight, the alarm would go off, the fire alarm would go to fire, you know, all these things would happen for me to be able to fit that in my little 20 minutes is all I wanted. And for being a single mom, 20 minutes was like, oh my God, 20 minutes to myself. It was like heaven, right? So my kids would not want me to do that. After about a year, and I did it daily for about a year, I was in a really bad mood. And my kids then said, Mom, and they took me and walked, three of them walked me down the hall and said, you need to go meditate and then we'll talk to you.
That's great.
So it's incorporating these consciousnesses, that we call them consciousness tools, in a way to help you have a better quality of life, more vitality, more love.
You're absolutely right. I mean, there's no mystery about consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it simply is a state of existence. And there is a technology, there is a science that when you apply that technology, it brings you more into consciousness and an elevation of that consciousness. And it's, you know, it's just, it's a simple, it really is a technology, it's a science. I mean, all of these things, you know, all of these great saints and all of these great meditations, they are based on, you know, how the body works and how the mind works. And the whole purpose of having a mantra or a sound that you repeat is because everything exists at a frequency of vibration. And when you meditate and you recite these sounds that vibrate at a very high frequency, your total frequency of vibration changes. And when that changes, your environment changes, your circumstances change. You know, you come into, you pluck a string on a guitar and it makes a sound. You pluck another string on a guitar, and if it's not done properly, it's not harmonious.
Mm-hmm.
But if you pluck another string and it's in harmony with the first string, you have a very nice sound that people like. And it's the same thing with us. We vibrate individually at a certain frequency of vibration. And when we meditate, it gives us a more harmonious sound, frequency of vibration, that is much more compatible with the total, the vibrational frequency of the total of the cosmos itself.
Mm-hmm.
And the key is every day to every day strings and make your musical chord for the day. Mm-hmm. You know, tune into what is your music for the day? What is it going to be? Who are you for that day? Because it's never the same. And in the morning, you have the best chance to be the one who determines what it is.
Right.
You know, and meditating and every day is key. You know, you got to keep that music going every day, you know, to make a song. You know,
I love that.
Exactly.
Do you find that some people can do their meditation? I'm an alone meditator. I like being alone when I meditate. I don't mind being with a group. I can be with a group. But I found some people that they couldn't really do it alone and they really needed that group consciousness to be able to meditate.
Right. Well, you know, meditating in a group, I mean, it's in the yogic scriptures and it's in the writings of the Sikhs as well, that meditating in the company of like-minded people creates a very powerful energy that everybody benefits from. So that's what's recommended. But the process of your daily practice, that's a very individual thing. My teacher, Yogi Bhajan, said, it is the most selfish thing you can do is to get up and do your personal, we call sadhana, your personal devotional practice every day, because that's what's sacred to you. Hmm. And, you know, you want to develop that. You want to hold it close to you. Because it's something sacred. Mm-hmm. And you want to give it the attention and the respect that it deserves. Because it can change your life and the lives of others as well.
Yeah, I'm kind of a 15 minutes, 20 minutes, maybe 25 minutes in the morning. First thing, you know.
Yeah, that's great. I'll
sit there, tea or something. Close the eyes, you know. So I put earphones in. Throw on some theta waves or something, or some ocean noise or whatever, you know, just something white noise, you know, and then just kind of clear the etch-a-sketch.
Oh, that's a good way to say it. I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good image.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, I probably do it all wrong because I have coffee and meditate, so.
That's great.
You know, I tell you something. There's certain meditative techniques that are very specific to get the benefit of that discipline. But any meditative practice, doesn't matter what it is, when it is, what your state of mind is when you do it, as long as you do it, you get the benefit. I can't tell you how many times that I'll be meditating and I'm angry about something. Okay, I'm doing this kind of thing while I'm meditating, but the meditation gets me through it and I just settle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and better to handle that stuff in a meditation.
Yeah.
With like your business partners or your family or you know, your neighbor.
Well, you know, I thought for a long time, I do all this meditation, I shouldn't be getting angry, I shouldn't be getting so upset. That's not true. That's
part of the process of life. You handle it more correctly.
I handle it better and I don't allow it to affect my life and my state of mind adversely. Mm-hmm.
And you are exceptionally good at that, Guru Tej. I mean, Guru Tej is a walking.
Letting it affect me adversely.
Just the balance and his ability to be neutral in really emotional situations is exemplary.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Intense situation. So that's a skill.
Well, there is a time when I meditated about 8 hours a day. I'd do four hours in the morning, 4 hours at night. And that was life altering. And I think that my capacity for that is the result of all that time meditating. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Well,
and sometimes you hit that point in the beginning where you just want to run. I remember where you just want to get up. And so how would you tell people to when that comes up, which invariably it does,
Well, that happened to me. That happened to me very early on in my practice. I mean, you know, very early on, I was still quite young and I was meditating and really frustrated and really upset. I just went, I don't want to do this anymore. And I got up to run out And I went outside and I thought, where am I going to go? I don't know where to go. So I just went back in and I sat down and started meditating.
Yeah. It's kind of like the First Nations where they do a vision quest. And they put you in a beautiful vision quest in Tobacco Circle. And then you go inside this special sacred space. And that's where you get to relax and let go and have some conversation or some listening to spirit.
If only this culture understood vision quests.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Wild transformation that would make in this
society. Yeah. Well, we're almost ready for break. And so at the top of the hour here, it will be just a few more minutes. And so our next half, we're going to be talking about business, the kind of more of a business model, a conscious business model that that you see that works, that's effective for yourself and then for your family and for your community and for your country and for the world and then for the cosmos. So we'll be talking about that and how we can use these tools and some ideas that you have at Moods. I'd really like to introduce Moods to my listeners today and really let them get a feel of there is this model that if we can use it and it's very effective and successful in so many ways that maybe they can use this model as well for whatever that they want to create in their world at this time as well.
I'm in the mood for Moods.
That's a good idea. And so where's the best place people can reach Moods, would you say, to get to Moods?
ggmoods.com.
So that would be ggmoods.com. And it is our new sponsor for the Cosmic Oracle Show. I'm really, really thankful for that. And so we'll keep you in touch with how you can be a part of this whole scene that's happening, not only for each of us individually, but for the whole world at large, shall we say. And so when we get back, we're going to kind of get down to talking about CBD. And I didn't know a lot about CBD and about how that works and how we get to use this amazing product in our lives and use it to help heal ourselves and be a more effective us showing up to do business or to dance or to celebrate or to write or to create music or whatever our heart's desire is.
So we'll talk about ways and models that anybody can do anything they want.
Yeah, I like that.
That's right.
So in the meantime, you can go ahead and just go to BarbaraJeanLindsay.com, check out my website. I want to thank in advance freedomslips.com and Revolution Radio for having us on today and taking such good care of us and really being a way shower of a radio station that's all volunteer. It's a network, it's a family, and everyone helps out everyone. And we have the freedom to talk about whatever we want to talk about here. And I think that's huge. And so they've been doing that. I think for at least, I would say 12 years, something like that. And over 80 programs, and they're on about 24 hours a day. They have a lovely...
And now look at what it's become.
Yeah, I know. Now look here. Hey, they put up with me for 6 years now, so they must meditate, right? They have to meditate to be able to put up with us here. They or take a lot of CBD. So we'll be right back, everyone. Stay right where you are. We're on the air.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
The evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 4, And there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came and unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right. Yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
If you think for one second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. But time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
This is your host, Barbara Jean Lindsay, and welcome back to the Cosmic Oracle Show. We are coming to you live. I hear a little bit in the background. I'm not sure what that's coming from. Let me see if I can fix that now.
This is your host, Barbara Jean.
Oh, we have a double going on. Let's get So let's see if we can fix that. Just a second. There we go. Just one moment. Oh, wow. All sorts of things are happening. That's always a good sign. Okay. How are you, Bradley? Are you still there in Grutej?
Yes.
Okay, great. I don't know why we're having...
Wonderful. So is that some feedback? Is that the issue?
Yeah, we do. And a whole bunch of things are happening. So I'm not... We're going to take off those off. There we go. Yes. How am I going to fix that?
That's going to be wonderful. So is that some feedback? Is that...
There's an echo with a very long delay.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if I can take it off of here. Let me go here. Just one second. I think I almost have it fixed.
There's an echo with a very long delay.
Right. Maybe some CBD would fix that. Okay. I think I'm just going to... Oh, I know what's wrong. I got it. I think I got it. So let me fix that. Okay.
Maybe some CBD would fix that.
I'm going to just go out of here. Wait. There we go. All right. So we should be fine now. All right. Wait just a second. Oh my gosh. Okay. We're still live. All right. Welcome back, everyone, to the Cosmic Oracle Show. You know me, I have some technical difficulties at time, and that's because we're bringing in all sorts of different new energies to the planet. That'll be my excuse because I don't have a technical advisor on the show. But we have with us Bradley Peterson and Guru Tej from Moods. They're the co-founder of Moods and our new co-sponsor and sponsor of the Cosmic Oracle Show. We've been talking everything conscious business. You know, we have to be aware of ourselves. We're talking about conscious awareness of ourselves. And now we're going to kind of segue into this conscious business model that Moots has come up with and what they found is kind of a pioneering way, wouldn't you say, compared to what's out there where the people don't, they have less power, less money, less voice, maybe not as appreciated. And I mean, the list could go on, right?
Yeah, I mean, everybody knows that, you know, in major companies, the top executives are making hundreds or thousands of times, you know, what an employee, you know, on the floor is making, you know, doesn't have to be, I mean,
and not really
true. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with any of that, but there's more options that, you know, there's more ways to do things than just the standard distribution business model.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, studies have shown that people don't really work for money, that most people. Money is a factor. You know, they want to be well compensated. But people really work for the gratification they get from doing what they do. And when people get stuck in a dead-end job that's not satisfying and very frustrating, and they feel like they have to stick with that because they don't have any other options, that's really sad, because that is a decision that's based on fear.
And that's where meditation comes in.
That's where meditation comes in. But a conscious business takes into account the whole person. And what is, I mean, you're in business to make a profit. If you're not making a profit, then you're not going to stay in business very long. So that has to be there. But how you get there, how you generate that profit, is really the determination of where the consciousness of that company is. What we focus on, I mean, we have an amazing product, and we'll get into that in a few minutes. But the business, the company, is not about selling this product.
Right.
you know, the product is something that is beneficial, that people have, you know, that, I mean, one of the things that I love about what we're doing is that this plant is so remarkable. And what the benefits that it offers have not been fully explored or put to use. I mean, you know, it can be used to make clothes. It can be used to make, you know, to build structures. You can build a house with it, with this plant. You can make ropes. But also what's derived from it is an amazing amount of favorable elements that are beneficial to the body and to the mind. So we believe in what we're doing because we want people to benefit from what we have discovered. But the business is really not about selling a product, about selling you a bottle of this oil, for example. What it's really about is giving everybody who's involved, so this includes the administrative personnel, includes the casual users and people who really want to buy into it, and also includes Bradley and me. And what that is we're really in the business to make people's lives better. That's our objective. We want people to be well, to feel well, to be healthy, to feel strong, to feel safe, to feel positive, to believe in themselves and believe in what they can accomplish. And so we achieve that by, we have this amazing line of these CBD products, which are remarkable, that give people a foundation and a way to generate an income so that they can move on with their lives in a comfortable way. But we also are offering training seminars to give people tools that will help them to get the most out of their lives. And it covers a broad spectrum from how do you cope with depression and tragedy and all of those things, to how do you maximize your fulfillment through what you do. Because ultimately, people are looking to have a fulfilling experience. Years ago, because with the security company, one of the things that we did a lot of was events. We did big concerts and athletic events and all of that kind of thing. And I studied with this crowd, and he made the distinction that he was a crowd management specialist, not a crowd control specialist. Because what he said was, you know, when you manage a crowd, you're on top of it. When you control a crowd means that you've lost the ability to manage it, and now you have to control it. Mm-hmm. But what he said is that people come to an event like a concert, like an athletic event or whatever, to have a fulfilling experience. They have some vicarious experience by attending that event, whether it's watching a ball game, watching a concert, you see, you know, thousands of people playing their air guitars, because that's how they have that vicarious experience. And what we do in this business is that we give people this experience of their own greatness, their own beauty. And when people have that, it's very fulfilling and very exciting.
And I, you know what, I'm just going to go where I'm guided, of course. And, you know, from this, it's when I first, let's back up here. This is what happens when you're psychic. Your timing's usually off because you're either ahead of yourself behind yourself or up above. So our timing usually is a little off. But with what you just said and bringing that to the CBD products when we were talking about it, I always thought CBD, if you had CBD, you had to get high. And I wasn't interested in getting high. I know that a lot of our listeners are probably laughing, but I know. And so that you can have CBD products and you don't have to get high. And for me, that was an eye opener for me, you know, with that.
Well, you know, CBD and THC both come from the same source. Mm-hmm. Okay. They come from this extraordinary plant. And my eldest son actually manages a very big CBD growth operation. And they have to be very careful because, you know, a month or so into the growing season, those plants, that crop gets tested by, you know, government oversight multiple times. And if the CBD or if the THC content is too high, then the crop is declared too hot and it has to be destroyed. It can't be harvested. It has to be burned in the ground.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had to do that, Guru Dinesh?
A project I was involved with had to do it because the guy, the guy that was working with.
It's a big loss. It's a big loss. It's not a mistake. It's just you're growing a natural plant, you know, and it's trying to be run through a standard business model, you know, and if it has too much THC, now it's a regulated product that's illegal, right? So now they don't have the licenses to harvest it. The only legal thing they can do is destroy it. But it's a tough business. This cannabis industry is a Wild West industry right now. And you really got to know how to walk through it.
Well, you know, remember the growers, the people who are growing used to be criminals because they were growing illegally. The laws changed and now they're legal, but you know, there's still that kind of revolution rebellious mindset in those growers
and some manufacturers, you know, the people who make some of the products. You know, it's a skill, it's a science, and it's an art. And you know what happened is that this legal business world saw that, oh, if we legalize cannabis, we'll all be rich, right? And they got in there and they realized they don't know what they're doing, and so they had to work with the black market growers and the black market manufacturers, people who make the products, to know how to do it. So now you've got these people that don't care anything about the law, don't care anything about business, don't have bank accounts and deal in cash and have guns. And now the business world has to come and deal with them, right? And the black market knew that they were on the strong terms, right? So now these people all jumped on the licenses, you know, and now they're legal and now they're owners of companies. But it's a different way of doing business. And it's sort of like, you know, Marvel Comics being bought out by whatever, you know, and I've got this corporate identity trying to ease into this artistic world, you know, and it's a clash of personalities. Mm-hmm. And it's Wild West, man, Wild West.
Now,
growers lost money, a lot of brands lost money, and there you got to find a way to do this business right.
A few years ago, when THC started being legalized and subsequently CBD, you know, there are a lot of operators who were like, you know, hey, dude, we can grow some of this stuff and sell it, and we have smoke all that we want. And they, you know, they really didn't understand business. And now it is becoming really a big business industry. And it has to be run by certain regulatory business standards. And that's a quantum leap for some people. Now, the other thing I want to point out is that the effects, while they both come from the same plant, the effects of CBD and THC are different. THC is what makes you high. It gives you that psychotropic experience, if you will. I'm not judging it as good, bad, or anything, but it's just a different experience. And that's why it's so closely regulated. CBD reacts differently in the body. There are these cannabinoid receptors in our bodies that really that reach out and tune in to these elements when they are put into our bodies. And the way the body reacts to CBD is much different. I mean, one of the main things that CBD does is it reduces inflammation. And one of the biggest problems that is affecting people's health globally is inflammation. There's so many issues that are the result of excessive inflammation in the body, like arthritis, like swollen glands, like, you know, so many things like that. Further, it helps you to relax, not in a way like THC where you just kind of spaced out. It just gives you a more centered feeling. It reduces anxiety, not to the point where you are acting irresponsibly, but you just don't feel the stress that you would normally feel otherwise. And where the research is not complete into the benefits of what this plant can do and what both THC and CBD can do, but we're focusing on CBD. And the company that we work with that does this remarkable nanoization process, which we'll talk about shortly, they have a pharmaceutical side that uses this very highly potent CBD. And they're engaged in a number of clinical trials in hospitals dealing with things like PTSD. What else, Bradley? What the other things on that list? PTSD was a big one.
I mean, all the things that are, you know, that the SSRI, you know, the uptake inhibitor, you know, prescription drugs are trying to fight.
Right. And they're having tremendous results, really great results. And what we have is a product that, do you want to talk about the CBD molecules? Do you want me to, Brad?
No, you're spot on. I mean, with what you're saying, I mean, all disease is based on inflammation. You know, and really the main thing that CBD does is reduce inflammation. You know, so when you're going to do a business, you got to look, is it the right business at the right time, you know, with the right people? And, you know, you can take a bottle of our, you know, of our CBD oil, put it on a table. Anybody walking through your door can use it. You know, you have any physical pain? No? All right. How are you feeling mentally, emotionally? A little stressed? Here, try some. Oh, you're doing okay? You meditated? You're all good mentally? All right. Yeah. How's that knee treating you? A little sore from your exercise this morning? Here, put some on. Oh, your mother has Parkinson's disease. Oh, interesting. Here, why don't you take some and bring this to her? You know, oh, she's getting CBD already. Here, have her try this because of the, you know, the way that ours absorbs totally, you know, could help a little better, you know. It's the right product at the right time. You know, Bill Gates, when he came out, was saying, you know, he wants a computer on every desk in the world, you know. It's exactly what our CBD is, a bottle on in every home in the world. You know, every living room, every office needs a bottle of CBD. You know, just get it there. Get a big bottle of it and give it to everybody. Let people use it. The CBD industry, it's a new fundamental health ingredient, you know. I mean, and it's merging more with the nutritional supplement industry now. So you've gone from this Wild West black market thing into, you know, a sort of conservative, you know, licensed manufacturing facilities, you know, CGMP processes and ISO 9001, all the, it's a standard nutritional supplement product now. And the trick with any of it is have the right product at the right time. And it's the fastest growing industry in the world. We've got the best ingredient. It's proven to be the longest shelf stable. You know, CBD breaks down within a matter of weeks. So by the time most people are getting bottles of CBD that say 1,000 milligrams on it, it might not be anything in there. And then, as Gurtez was saying, that it's not just about getting the CBD into the bottle, it's about getting the CBD in the body where it needs to go. and the CBD oil and the molecules, they stick together. I mean, it's an oil. Oil is sticky. You know, it holds, it binds together into these globs, and the body's mostly water, and it just has a hard time kind of really breaking that apart and getting it through the body where it needs to go. And, you know, when you take like fish oils and, vitamin E and all those kind of things, you actually need to be taking it with vitamin C. The reason is because that oil just really doesn't get to where it needs to go in the body to do its work. You know, the oils and fish oils, primarily for nervous system and flax oils and all that, they can't get into where they need to go usually. You need to enhance it. And the way that a lot of oils are enhanced is with vitamin C. It helps it absorb into the body better. Now, what we have is we have a CBD that's already been nanoized down to 15 nanometers where it absorbs perfectly through the body, gets anywhere it needs to go. And there's nobody else that can even get anything less than maybe even 100, you know? And that's...
And we should explain that the CBD molecule is really quite large because it's an oil.
Well, the molecules are not large. It's a group of molecules.
Well, they stick together.
Yeah.
And so what the nanoization does is it breaks that up and it reduces the individual molecule to 15 nanograms, which is very small.
Mm-hmm. And you have the science and the research and the patent.
So when you're going to do a business, I mean, you know, we're not here to pitch products. We're not here to talk about CBD. You know, we're here to talk about conscious business. Mm-hmm. The products are great, you know, and if you're going to do a business, you do have to have your feet in the real world. You know, you do need to have what's called USPs. You know, what is your unique selling proposition? You know, what makes your thing that you have, your dream, what you want to do special? You know, and in the CBD industry, just to give an example, not trying to sell products, in the CBD industry, you look at every product on the shelf, just about is going to sell on based on two things. One is that our CBD comes from natural clean plants. The second thing that they're going to try to say is that, oh, well, we're good people making the CBD. And all that's great and fantastic. That's wonderful, but that's not unique. Everybody has that. Everybody's good people trying to do good business here. You know, the plant is a natural, good, healthy plant. You know, wonderful. And there's regulations on how it's grown. It's clean, good plants run by good people. But how do you differentiate yourself if you're going to have a business? You need to have your differentiators. And this product, the reason why we could build such a massive business on this is because we legitimately have some differentiators in the right industry at the right time. And the way we're bringing this out is with the right people, the network. You asked a question, Barbara, about CBD and does it get you high? That is so fundamentally does not happen. Mm-hmm. But that's just because of the awareness of how this whole thing works, how CBD works in the body. And you know, we could spend tons of money on educational campaigns that'll benefit every company out there and create awareness. And I think in the U.S., 82% of people understand what CBD is, and in Europe, 54% of people understand. So that means there's a lot of people really don't know really what this thing is all about or what it is or what it does. So this is where your network approach of introducing what you have, your USPs, is so critical. You know, it gives you a chance to sort of explain what you have, you know. So, you know, people think like starting a product and getting it out is massively difficult. It's not. It's just they haven't looked at it this way, how simple it really is when you boil it down to just a couple fundamental pieces. And one of those fundamental pieces is a conscious business network.
Mm-hmm. So
the rest of it's just basic stuff, right product, right time, right place. Okay. But you can meditate and be inspired with 100 different ideas every morning that you can go build a massive empire on. There's no shortness of opportunity or ideas. This is how do you bring it out, you know? And as it comes out, it's going to change and it's going to fit into the real world. It's going to work.
Mm-hmm. And you guys have developed that. So it's and it's a kind of a quickening that happens with it too, like the magic that you're talking about. Is that someone starts with an idea or a concept, and then so the consciousness of that concept, and then the consciousness is alive, right? So that's the magic part of it, is that consciousness of that idea or that concept.
Harness that magic. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about harnessing it. So I said there was three elements to it, mm-hmm. and there really are. You know, there's the product side of it, the basic business thing that everybody thinks is all of the business is just one of the pieces. Got to have your USPs. Got to have an idea that makes sense in the world and has a shot, right? I mean, you can just go with that. Then you need to have a network to release it through, just to get out into the real world and people that will go with you down the road a ways without taking money. People that believe in your vision and your idea. You still haven't spent a penny. You just meditated in the morning to pick one of your 100 ideas and visions, and you're building your empire. That's not even 11 o'clock yet. You know, you've had your idea, exactly. You've had your coffee, and now you just called out your network, and this is phenomenal. Now all of a sudden, everybody knows everybody, and you connected to the things and the people that you need because you have your network. It's not even lunch yet, you know? But now, okay, now I know I can do it. Now it's lunch. What am I going to do to make it happen? Well, now I need to go get my training, my guidance, my inspiration, my people that can really help me pull this together into the real business world.
Because they've done it before, right? And they have that knowledge.
Yeah, the people that know how to, and you never know what you're going to need. It's not like, oh, we've got 5 trainers and we're going to put on a seminar every week or every month and come and we're going to keep hammering you over the head about this business thing. And no, you need a network of hundreds and thousands of people that are super competent, connected, good people that you can get connected to. If you don't directly know who they are, they're in the organization. They're just a phone call away. Mm-hmm. And somebody's happy to set you up with it because everybody's in the win-win-win business.
Mm-hmm. And isn't it usually word of mouth, right? Like anything good is word of mouth.
The best way to sell a product. So 4%, if we were to talk about CBD and knowing the right product, right place, and you have to learn to look at industries in this way, you know, what's the right way to release the product, you know, because it may not be the network business, may not be the right thing exactly the way this is for everything, but this can only, you can always be creative in how you build your network, how you take it, how you direct it, and what you do. It's the right place at the right time. You know, you gotta get the training from the people that you need, and you just gotta get into a network of real people that makes it always available. You know, we have in our slide presentations, you know, all the popular players. You know, Steve Jobs, Elon Musk.
Let's start,
you know,
a little.
You guys are all through our presentations. They're in everybody's presentations. Yeah. You know, none of them could have done anything without being able to pick up the phone and call someone and ask for help, or, hey, I've got an idea. Where can we go? Personally, they're not going to call someone on the other end of the line. It's going to ask them for money. Mm-hmm. It's not time for money yet. Mm-hmm. The money comes when the idea is developed enough and the people are developed enough. Then you start looking at money. But by then, people have something to give money to.
Mm-hmm. And so you have a plan for that as well. And someone who's done enough of that they're an expert at that as well.
Over and over and over again. You know, I can't wait till you all get to meet Jürgen. Jürgen Kafer, you know, he's our founder, the one that connected all of us here.
Right.
I mean, brilliant. He's built networks like this over and over again. Swears by him. Raised $100 million IPOs, you know? And that's something we're bringing through our organization is an IPO where, you know, our members can benefit from all of that. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, there's so much you can do with business to make everybody rich. You know, it doesn't have to be a standard old business model. Mm-hmm. You know, the Industrial Revolution killed the spirit and drive, you know, the creativity. You know, it's never reactive. Maybe it wasn't as good of a conducive breeding ground for creativity.
Right.
Let's say you had to be a little stronger personality to sort of rise up through the industrial age and say, you know what, I'm not going to follow that model. And, you know, the 0.2% of the world that's wealthy, you know, the investor money you take in and how it flows right back up, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
There's other ways to do things in the world.
And this model is one of those, the one here.
This model is a way that money can flow differently around the world.
Because one of the great things about this model is it is totally inclusive. It doesn't leave anybody out. It doesn't separate anybody from anybody else.
Mm-hmm. It's really by people winning.
And it's really we're all in it together, and people feel that.
Yeah. And that's
the motivator.
Mm-hmm. Massive money can easily flow through networks like this. As you just get in, you get going, and, you know, meetings start, presentations start, you get connected here. And what we've created here is a place where you can come in and do it. And our hope is that you'll want to do something on your own.
That's the part that I love. Say, you know, I love that part.
Really fun, guys, but I've got a better idea. Mm-hmm. Or I've got another idea that we could do also. And you're right. Connected in a massive network of hundreds of thousands of people as this grows, that your ideas can flow through and your products and your services and your things can go through. And you know what? If it's the right idea at the right time, you know, a lot of people in this network would love to do it. You know, maybe I'm not interested, but maybe Gurujesh is. But now out of, you know, 100, 200,000, you know, members and moods, oh, I'm sorry, you only got 20,000 people interested in your new product. Oh, I'm so sorry. You only have 20,000 people out there promoting you and your product and your brand. And the money's flowing through everybody fairly and equally. I mean, come on. It's so easy.
You know, just a little bit of technical information about what we have. And the FDA, a couple of years ago, did a study where they went into shops that were advertising selling CBD, and they just randomly would take samples off the shelves and measure the actual CBD content against what they were advertising on the bottle. So like a 100 milligram bottle of CBD, when they tested it, had maybe 5% CBD in it. Not that the people who created it were trying to cheat the public, but it's that the CBD breaks down very quickly. It has a very brief shelf life. So that if it's just sitting there on the shelf and it's been there for a while, it's getting weaker by the minute. What this nanoization process does is it preserves the potency of the CBD because it makes it the bioavailability so efficacious. So that you're getting 100% of the CBD, into your system. Bradley's showing this.
You can show it. Yes, show it. Yeah. And I'm thinking we could go ahead and do some slides if you want.
Go ahead and
finish.
Right, so we have here this the liquid CBD oil, which is in the bottle that Bradley was flashing. And this is remarkable. I mean, this is just the straight oil. And you can apply it topically. You can actually drop it on your tongue, put it in whatever beverage you're drinking. You can massage it onto yourself wherever you're having pain or inflammation. Barbara and I were talking earlier today because we've both been putting it on our skin.
Yeah.
And we're having great results from it.
We are. We definitely are.
You know, you can use it for so many things. My sister...
Talk about the strips too.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say, you know, my sister has to have a knee replacement. She was having a lot of pain in her knee the other day. And I gave her some of the oil, which she massaged in the knee. And within about 5 minutes, the pain cleared up and she was pain free. We also have, you know, probably our most exciting product is the mood strips, the moods. And these come in little cassettes that have 10 strips. You want to show a strip?
Mm-hmm.
That look like that, you know, like those Listerine breath strips. And you just put it on your tongue, like Bradley's going to do, and you just let it dissolve. And then the CBD charges the blood-brain barrier, breaks through, and, you know, and gets right into your system, and very quickly you feel the benefits of the strip. You feel calmer, pain points become less painful, and you know, all of those benefits of the CBD start to come out.
So and that must be mint. It's a mint flavored CBD strip, and we have also soft gels. We have some new functional effects coming out on the strips as well. So we have a calm, we have a focus. These are lab samples that I had as we're about to go into production on them. So I've got a calm blend, a focus blend, and an energy blend. Problem is, I took some and I don't remember which one I took because they fell out. Give us a few minutes and we'll see how I feel.
Well, and you know, tell us how you feel, man. And I, my listeners would know, I would only bring them the best. If I'm going to be using CBD, I only want the best, you know.
The hard thing is that, you know, everyone likes to say they have the best, but our ingredient legitimately is. You know, the CBD industry is going from a natural plant into a standardized nutritional ingredient, supplement ingredient like vitamin C. Mm-hmm. And to do that, it needs to be stable and it needs to absorb into the body. And those are sort of the requirements that are happening about, you know, a CBD that's going to become mainstream. We know we have it. We know almost nobody else does. So this massive growing industry, we know there's a big shakeout happening right now. A lot of brands have already died and a lot more going off the table, you know, so not bragging about CBD, but again, just talking in general about conscious business, you know, look at what you have, look at your USPs, look at how they fit into the industry around you, you know, and then.
Mm-hmm. Right. The nanoization process actually takes place in Israel. It's the only lab on earth that does this particular kind of process. Further, it is the only lab of its kind that does human testing on the product before it's released.
Well, there's a whole phase of, you know, different studies going on the pharmaceutical side as well. You know, so yeah. Things start out on the natural plant side, then you got to, you know, then there's a whole process of, you know, like I think the first drug was GW Pharma. They went public for $1.2 billion. They just got bought out a couple months ago, $7.2 billion, right? And this is all because they put a THC oil in with a coconut oil and a CBD oil in with a coconut oil. That's it. And they just went through this pharmaceutical process of getting a drug approval, right? And they were the first ones out of the gate, and they're massively big successful because of it. And like Ritesh says, that's the approach that our ingredient takes, is that level of pharmaceutical. How do you get this, you know, the trick of pharmaceuticals, like it's all based off natural plants. All pharmaceuticals are based off natural plants. Everybody knows it. Mm-hmm. But why does everybody rely on pharmaceutical when it comes to life or death? It's because the pharmaceutical takes that plant and they get it to where it needs to go and do what it needs to do with the body. Now, granted, pharmaceutical synthesizes it and does all that stuff. We do it with a natural ingredient, but take the pharmaceutical approach of getting it where it needs to go, anywhere in the body. And that's something that we have that we can prove. You know, and when you have something that, you know, is a USP, I mean, just talk about it and call other people out on it. Call other brands out on it. Oh, you say your CBD absorbs great. Really show me. Prove it.
Right.
Show me something. Because everybody talks. And it's great. But when you're dealing with people's health and their livelihood and their kid who can't sleep at night, you know, and that they're getting CBD, you know, instead of going to a pharmaceutical alternative. You know, and now, you know, someone's recommending products that they don't know anything about and have just been told stories. No, if you're going to do something, know what you're putting in your body, what you're giving to your friends, your family.
Right.
You know.
And also know what the effects of it will be.
Yeah, start small and build up. Mm-hmm.
You know? And we're not doctors, right? We're not.
Yeah, but it's...
We're not doctors.
As long as you don't say that CBD cures anything,
right.
You know, it's up to everybody to, you know, it's sort of like, kind of like, you know, like a libertarian, you know, with a small L, you know, not the political party thing, but just, you know, let people, you know, give people information and let them, you know, take responsibility at some level of their life.
Well,
you know?
And isn't that where we're going?
Try it.
That's where we're going. Is that it is responsibility, self-responsibility back.
Yeah.
We're taking, there like, we're items. Taking the planet back. We're also taking our lives back and our bodies back and our responsibility back.
Well, Israel has held this plant away for so long.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's time.
That's the revolution.
It is. Yeah. It is.
I look at this, too. The cannabis industry, it just blows my mind. I mean, how many times in history has something been so against the law all around the world, right? And then the people rose up and changed the laws country by country all around the world. And it's still happening. I mean, how often do people really rise up and say, hey, this is what I want?
Mm-hmm.
And the government has to break.
And
that happened with cannabis, right? Just to show you how powerful this industry is that we're in, it's a $600 billion black market that's going legal. And we're right in the heart of it, and we're structured in business, we're licensed, we're distributing, and the world is coming through us.
Mm-hmm. And it's and you have your patent. That's the part that I like, the science to back it.
Well, we have a network of people, you know, that's all that products are great. Products are always going to be growing and adding and expanding and all of this stuff is coming. But what do we really have? We have a network, you know, we have people like Guru Tej, you know, that can train and talk and inspire, you know, and in 5 minutes, change your outlook on life with a simple meditation that relates to business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's what we're trying to offer.
Yeah, it's so it is.
The products are to make money and make massive amounts of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're really consciousness.
And keep it in the hands of the people.
Yeah.
Keep it in the hands of the people. That's what I love about this, is that you're keeping it.
One of the main reasons why we're so excited about what we're doing and what we're creating is because it is in the hands of the people, and it is for the people, and it's for the betterment of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
That's really our motivation, is to give people what they need to make their lives happier, healthier, more fulfilling, more gratifying, more complete, and more prosperous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so with bringing this whole business together, it's like where before where people were, when you worked, it was isolating and you could be alone, and where I love the beauty of this, where it is a network with people connecting with one another, so that there is that sense of community, and where we go together, sort of a bond.
Yeah.
And I mean, we were talking today and it was just so wonderful to talk with all the people, because you just love every single one of them and you want to hang out with them. You want to be with them.
Right.
And so if you're going to work and be a part of an organization, it'd be great to be with these people that you love and adore and respect and honor. And
well, that's one of the beauties about, you know, what we've been doing so far, is because we're meeting, and not that we, but this energy, this entity, because the business is a living, breathing entity that needs to be nurtured and taken care of in its own right. And that entity is attracting those people who are so compatible with it and with each other, that it just, you know, it gives the business a nurturing and caring quality that people that's really palpable. People mm-hmm. feel it and sense it and experience it.
And we need that. That's the future of conscious business, right? Is this is
yeah, I mean,
let's talk about the future of this. Let's
Sorry,
see
Barbara.
No. The future of this. Let's see what do you see is coming for this?
I see a lot of people with dreams and inspiration coming.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then it's easy from there. Have fun. Come in, have fun. You know, look, we're all, you know, selling products to make money. No problem. Everybody's winning. You know, it's a great product. People want it. It's healthy. You know, it's as great to the body as vitamin C, you know. So this is an essential ingredient that we're just distributing around the world through people, you know. And it's not like, you know, big companies every step of the distribution chain are taking profits that are funneled up to the 0.25%, right?
Mm-hmm.
The money's staying with the people along the chain, right? You know?
I think one of the few benefits that has come from this the COVID shutdown is people have been working at home. They've been confined to their homes or wherever they are. They're not out, they're not associating with people. They're just stuck in their space, in their homes, working from home, which I think has been very
interesting realization for people that, you know what, I can do my job in probably about 4 hours a day and screw around for the rest of the day. But the other thing too, and this is what's really, you know, to the point, is that I think people over all of this year that we've been shut down, they've only been looking at themselves.
Right.
And that's I think, caused a lot of self-reflection. Mm-hmm. So as things are beginning to open up, I think people are going to be seeking those opportunities and those experiences that are going to help them come to terms with what they've realized about themselves during this period of isolation. Mm-hmm. And I think that attending the seminars and getting involved with a business like GGM is going to give people that fulfillment. It will give them the financial independence. And through the seminars and all of the other things that are part of the whole package, it's going to make them happier and, you know, with a greater sense of well-being and personal gratification and security.
Yeah, I mean, when you can come into a fun group like this with products that just start selling and making money right away and making enough money quickly, you know, and you know, we know what this industry is doing. So, you know, I want people to remain open to the thought that it's very possible that they might be in the right place at the right time too. Hmm. And that they might make a lot of money coming into this organization, because we are going to be a massive name distributor of CBD on this planet, because there's big shakeups and changes happening in this industry, and we are on solid ground. We are one of the only products that are approved now through the Novel Foods Act in the UK and in Europe to be legally allowed to sell in about 8 more months. The store shelves are clearing off. Brands are panicking. They're looking, where can we get a legal ingredient? We're already registered. The same thing's going to be happening in the U.S. The regulation's getting tighter and tighter. It's a massive industry. A lot of people want this product, CBD, because they know it works. And it's been kept out of people's hands for a long time when it used to be a home remedy in everybody's cabinet, you know?
Right.
And these people are going to be flowing through whatever products are available on the market. There's only going to be a few products and a few players that are ready. And we're one of the players that are ready. So people who join this are going to be on the forefront of just that wave of people coming in to get this product. And as an industry develops, because I love looking things at industries and how it fits, because you got to start with the reality of the big picture, right? And this is a new industry. This is mm-hmm. just a kid that's just starting to grow up. And, you know, as there's kids on a block, you know, you're the way that industries develop, you know, you've got a main leader. So you've got somebody like McDonald's out there that's hands down number one king. And then you've got, you know, you've got usually a standard kind of second place, you know, maybe there's a little competition for second. Then you've got about 4 or 5 brands that are in that kind of next tier below of revenue and really market presence. But they're all massively successful, massively wealthy companies, no problem complaining. But that's just sort of how industries take shape as they develop. This is a new industry taking shape. And we are structured and ready to be one of those core key industry companies, right? So when people come in here and they're saying, okay, great, making money selling the products, but it's so much more than that mm-hmm. because you're connected to such a group of, on the pulse of where the right industry is, where the right products are, who the right people are, what the right time is.
We're really getting a network
of a lot of people that look at it like this. So now let's say your ideas, you're going to get highly intelligent feedback to your ideas and your dreams and the things that you want to do when you come in to do it.
Right.
And the way that this all plays out is that we use the Moods products as the tools to be able to do all of this dream development and discussions and training, you know, and help people make money while they're doing it. Mm-hmm. And then you get access to Gritesh, Jurgen, Mark, our CEO, brilliant CEO, Jurgen, a high-powered executive yeah. worker trainer. He's, you know, he's a Tony Robbins of Tony Robbins. I mean, he's just such an inspirational leader. He's so fun. And soon we're going to have all the, you know, the events and, you know, our you know, some of the team members, network members come out to Mallorca, where our offices are, you know, spend a few days or a week out there on the island and have some fun and learn about everything. You know, we're doing, Barbara and I, we're having Diamond Guru test too, when you fly out to the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
We're yeah. going out to San Diego, developing a network down there. Unbelievable. Barbara, what about Antoinette and Khadija?
Right. They're amazing, empowering women.
Powerful women.
Yeah.
On stage in front of hundreds and thousands of people doing what they do and rocking it.
We are.
Sharp business people. Yeah. It'd be really fun. These are the type of people we get to be around. And, you know, for example, Barbara, let's say, you know, you came into Moods and you had some idea for something. Wouldn't you like to have access to call Khadija on her phone?
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding? Yeah. And behind her is her whole network. And that's each person that comes behind them. They bring their group with them, their people that their family that are they're standing on their shoulders.
The 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Yes, right? Exactly.
Everybody in the world is connected to Kevin Bacon.
Yes, exactly.
It's that's the way it works.
Exactly.
You know? But you want that to be a good quality network.
Yeah.
You know, you can get into networks. You can get into, look, the church is a network. You know, every mm-hmm. church is a network.
Mm-hmm.
But look at the power of that. You know, mm-hmm. look at the groups. Like, you know, the Sikhs love doing business together.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Jewish people love doing business together. Mm-hmm. You know, just groups love doing business together because you're like-minded. You understand each other, and it makes sense.
And you have
There's nothing more powerful than the group consciousness.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And if you have inspired people, that's your network. If that's your religion of consciousness and inspiration and freedom, and yet you're high-powered business people in that network, that's the new world. That's where the world is going. Yeah. That's the only way the world is going to get off this planet.
Yeah, and make some big changes, right? Well, I want to thank both of you for coming on the show today, and
thank you for having us.
You've been just a joy to listen to and inspirational, and I know our listeners have learned so much. I'm really happy to be a part of the Moods family, the Moods team, and I met Jürgen at a firewalking seminar. That's the first time I ever met Jürgen. So,
how long ago?
Oh, gosh. Before cell phones. So, like the early 2000s, I think it was. So, yeah. So, I've known him for a long time.
Look what's coming around through your network. Look at what comes back through your network.
Right.
That's your network. You developed a point in the network.
Yes, we did. And friendship. It came around
the
one.
The network is friendship.
Yeah. Yeah. And a trust for one another.
Are there any questions from listeners?
Not, I don't see any now. We have only 2 minutes left. So I would like to, we'll have to wrap it up and have you on another time. I wanted the listeners to be introduced to Moods and see why I'm so excited about it and why they should try the product and see what we're offering way beyond the product itself. And they can go to ggmoods.com. That's ggmoods.com /Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A. And try it out. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me on my Facebook page here at Barbara Jean Lindsay. And also, Moods has a Facebook page as well. So you can go to Facebook.
Instagram or Facebook.
Oh, yes.
Moods. You'll see us.
Yeah, Instagram. Yeah. Yeah, so there's lots of ways to contact with these amazing people and check it out and get the best product that there is in the world right now to offer and to see where they're going. So I offer you only the best here because you, my listeners, our listeners here on Revolution Radio, we only deserve the best. So get empowered by Moods and try us out. And thank you again, Bradley and Rutej and everyone.
Thank you for having us, Barbara. It's
See you next week. Bye, everybody. Show, much love to everybody. Cheers.
Good night.
Thank you for listening. listening to Revolution Radio.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain.
Then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?